Welcome to Seven Figure Dental Practice, a show that teaches you how to successfully build and thrive in a dental practice. Here's your host, Dr. Shaheen Safarian.
This is Dr. Shaheen Safarian. Wanted to welcome you to the third podcast episode of the Seven Figure Dental Practice. And I wanted to expand on that past podcast regarding answering the phone. And hopefully some of you in the past few days took that challenge and started to answer the phone. And I wanted to take this podcast and expand on that a little bit. Look, the biggest thing when you answer the phone is within seconds, there is either a connection or a disconnect with the person that you're speaking with. So you have to keep that in mind. I mean, just imagine every time, you know, you're on the other line with somebody else, you have a preconceived notion of what type of person that is without ever meeting them. And you have to also consider that as well when somebody's talking to you on the phone. So if there's any advice I can give you, don't sound like a doctor, okay? And your tone is really important. You have to make sure that you are very positive, very energetic, very friendly. And if you have a dry personality, or if you're an introvert and you're not a very social person, you gotta, you know, throw that out the door when you are dealing with people. And as I mentioned in my conversations with you in the past, you know, you are in the people's business, and people need to have the ability to connect with you so they can build a relationship with you. And that's really important. And every individual that walks into your office obviously has a different personality, has a different mindset, and is just a completely different individual. So you have to have that ability to connect with different types of people that you come in front of or that you're speaking to on the phone. So tone is really important. Realize that right away that person will judge you, and you need to make sure that you have a very positive energy and very friendly as you are talking to people on the phone. With that said, what I also do is I ask questions as the conversation is flowing, meaning that I want to ask certain things that has value for me also. I need to ask questions like, how did you hear about us? That's really important because I want to know as the business owner where they found us. And as soon as they tell me the route that they found me, I make a note for myself to say, okay, great. You know, that program that we're working on is, you know, potentially working. And if I, you know, typically I would say, I mean, I'm guessing this number, but anywhere from 2 to 3 times a day, I'm answering the phone. And it gives me a little bit of a mindset as I continue to answer the phone when I'm in the office as far as, you know, how people are hearing about me. For example, you know, if they find us on Google, right? That is a sign that our efforts on Google is working, if I'm getting that on a consistent level. So it's important for you to also ask some basic questions. You also can learn a little bit about the patient as well. Whatever way you've connected, depending on the direction of the conversation, depending on the subject matter, there are many times that people call asking specifically about them, or they call about somebody else. So you have to learn a little bit about the person that's on the other side. Try to find a way as you're having conversations that not only are they asking questions, but also you're asking questions. You know, simple things, right? My crown hurts. Okay. How long have you had the crown? Do you have a root canal under it? How long has it been hurting? When did you get it? Okay. These are some examples of you going back to the patient and asking questions. And I just use that as an example. But the key to picking up the phone is that you have to connect with that person, okay? And you have to prevent a barrier and prevent resistance. And you have to create action, call to action situations, meaning, you know, once you've had your 2 to 5 minute conversation with the patient, you have to ask, would you like to schedule an appointment? Would you like to come in and meet our team? Would you like to schedule a consultation? I'll be happy to take a look at that in more detail if you come in and meet us. When a patient schedules, now they're taking time away from their schedule and they're now creating a situation where there's value for them to come in. And that conversation many times has created that opportunity. Okay. In the next podcast, what I'll try to do is a lot of times patients call and talk about pricing. You know, what do you charge for a crown? What do you charge for a filling? What do you charge for an implant? You know, it's a very common question that's asked when you answer the phone. So we'll talk about that at the next podcast. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Again, I challenge you to take the calls as you have time in the practice. You are, you know, sitting on the desk, and I know there's a phone there and the phone rings. Don't be shy. So take that challenge, and I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Seven Figure Dental Practice. Don't forget to subscribe and tune in to the next episode.